bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Woohoo! Oh yeah! You know what I'm about to say, don't you? It's Friday!
Yeah!
And it's time to get your BTN News show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at ya in around 5 minutes. Well, Friday's feeling pretty good for Google right about now. That's because Android does not infringe on Oracle copyrights. Oh yeah, the jury said let it go. Now, those of you not familiar with this story, these two companies have been battling it out for the past few years, actually. Oracle actually sued Google back in 2010 because of how Java was integrated into Android. Google, on the other hand, argued that it was free to use Java code since it was open to developers for many years. So the whole thing, you know, of course, went back and forth. Oracle basically saying, you owe us some money, Google. But the jury didn't see it that way, calling the implementation of Java into Android fair use. But of course, you know, like anything that's court battle, this ain't over yet. Oracle will be appealing the decision. In a statement after the ruling, Oracle said in a statement that we strongly believe that Google developed Android by illegally copying core Java technology to rush into the mobile device market. Don't know why they sound like Tricky Dicky, but they do. Wow. And the other corner, however, Google's statement was more like, hey, today's verdict, man, for Android, you know, makes fair use for Java APIs represent a win for the Android ecosystem. Whoa! Yeah, so in other words, they're happy. And of course, at the end of the day, the lawyers, yeah, they're happy because they get to continue the thing. Let the drama roll on. Speaking of Google and Android, you kind of sick and tired of, you know, your friend over there. They got the latest version of Android and you're still stuck on Jelly Bean or something. Seems Google might be a little sick and tired of that too. Seems Google is compiling a list of ranking Android handset makers by how quickly they apply updates to their devices. And if they ain't getting it done fast enough, they're going to put more pressure on them. Of course, with the limitations of the phone, if it can do the upgrade or not, you know how this works. So what's going to happen if things aren't moving along fast enough? Well, vendors, well, at least in Google's opinion, that are not moving fast enough will be omitted from the list in an apparent bid to shame them. That's right. You're going to be on Google's blacklist. And Red Reddington's going to be coming to get you. So we announced a couple of days ago about Apple doing kind of an Echo Amazon kind of copy thing. Turns out that it may be a little bit more complicated than that. As in a whole new Apple TV complicated. Now this is according to VentureBeat and citing an unnamed source, so take this about as thin as a human hair. But it seems that Apple could be adding the Echo-like features to a revamped Apple TV. So yes, as you guessed it, the new vision of the new Apple TV, even though we just got a new Apple TV, that'll allow you to talk to Siri that way. Chances are you'll probably be doing it through the remote, but who knows? Of course, as we've said before, this isn't probably something we're going to see at WWDC or probably even in 2016. Especially if Apple's going to be developing all new hardware for this new Apple TV to integrate their Amazon Echo competitor thingy. But like I said a few days ago, I'm sure we'll be hearing something about Siri's SDK at WWDC, and then the rumors can run wild after that. Minecraft! Oh yeah, the reason why we don't get any work done on Mondays. Well, we might not get any work done on Tuesdays or Wednesdays anymore either after this. Because Minecraft's about to get a whole lot more competitive. Microsoft has teamed up to introduce a new PvP minigame for Minecraft Console Edition, and it's called Battle. Supposedly, Battle is the first of several planned minigames, and it's going to be rolling our way next month. And it's going to support up to 4 players via split-screen mode and 8 players online with Xbox Live. Ooh, this sounds fun. Here's the best part, Minecrafters. The update's going to be free and will be released next month to whoever owns Minecraft on Xbox One and Xbox 360. And finally, watching scary movies. I know, we've all been there. A lot of times we get so surprised. Oh my goodness. Yeah, you know that when you go, oh my goodness, like that. Do you know that your breath actually changes? Yes, according to a study published in Nature Science Reports, researchers from Johannes Gutenberg University found that they could actually reliably map the chemical patterns in a movie as it progressed through heart-racing scenes and calm ones. Just by our breaths, really. They actually used the Hunger Games. Well, why not? That's the horror flick, isn't it? Jeez. Anyways, that's the one they chose. So like carbon dioxide and levels and all this sort of stuff increased whenever Katniss was fighting for her life. So we were all sitting there going, come on, Katniss.
Oh, boy.
So, this in turn thought researchers thought that these isoprene levels corresponded with suspense. Now, no, this wasn't like 20 or 30 people. They actually had about 9,500 participants who viewed 108 screenings of 16 different films. And they're also saying the air pumped into the theater wasn't manipulated in any way. So, yes, all subjects made it out alive. They're hoping that their findings could actually help measure anxiety in medical patients, as well as the reactions of consumers to advertisements. Yeah, that's what it's really about. So, the next time you're in a theater, and you get that gasp of air, somebody might try to sell you something afterwards. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Get on over there. Check out all the BTN shows for your listening and viewing pleasure, both audio and video over there. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And what you need to be doing is hanging out in our BTN community over at our Slack room. Get signed up now, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, it's Friday and we are going to party. Party along with us, would you? We are looking forward to the weekend. I hope you are doing the same. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, party down, get funky. And thank you very much for listening.